Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you really wanting to build your confidence and you want to learn from someone who really models and holds it and could be a great example? Well, today I'm going to share five lessons I've learned on inspiring myself and also on confidence from Les Brown, the world's number one motivational speaker. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Before we jump in, just to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for absolutely free. Okay, so Les Brown is regarded as the world's number one motivational speaker. And he's one of the teachers in the community I'm part of and also work for the Neuro Encoding Institute with one of my other heroes, Joseph McClendon, who's a great friend of Les. Now, I never used to watch Les as much, but actually listening to him is really, really creating like shifts in my mindset. And I thought by sharing some of the confidence takeaways from the world's number one motivational speaker, it might be valuable to you, right? And what I've learned as well is success leaves clues. So don't try and model like confidence or something from someone who's not confident. Learn from someone who's absolutely killing it in his business and his personal growth element of his life. Okay, so how's it helping you? And maybe you're stuck in kind of the same way as well. If you're anything like me, it didn't help at all. Okay, so here some five key takeaways. Number one, do what is easy and life will become hard, but do what is hard and life will become easier. So true. I remember when I put stuff off, it becomes harder as a result. So therefore, if you push yourself, you don't have to do it, exhaust yourself to like sleep every single day. What I'm talking about is if you can start committing yourself to something challenging at least weekly, ideally a few days a week. You can even do it daily if you want, if you've got the capacity to, then that's really going to move the needle a little bit further. So do what is easy and life will become hard, or do what is harder and life will become easier, right? Second one, never let someone's opinion become your reality. I've done that so many times, or I've made stuff up in my head. Someone's, you know, disagreed with me or felt like they put me down, and therefore that's created like an opinion, a label, and you've got to be very careful about what you label yourself, even sometimes consciously. So therefore, start paying attention to other people's opinions and views and just notice their views, right? The third one, you're never too old to set a new goal. I love that. Like, not that I'm old, but I like the idea that you're always able to think in the future and not in the past. And that gives you a lot more confidence when you realize that actually your past is just a series of events that happen that you're thinking about in the present moment, and your future is endless possibilities. So that really builds confidence in myself. The fourth one, you don't get what you want in life, you get who you are, right? So it's great to have direction and know where you want to go. But if you're waiting for it to happen, it's probably not just going to randomly show up. But actually get to develop yourself. Think about the habits and disciplines you're going to do every day and get excited and celebrate them for doing them. And the fifth point that I learned from him is there are 1,440 minutes in a day. So therefore, that gives you so much opportunity to move forward with your life. It depends how you choose those hours. Now, of course, sometimes you want to process challenging emotions. Absolutely. Yet when you realize that's the only amount of minutes you got in the day, that really creates a faster bunch of momentum. Right, now, I've got an extra point for you as well, but just before I go on to that, I want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all our latest episodes, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter in the show notes below. Okay, my extra one I learned from Les is make a commitment and then you will get the answers. I'll say that again, make a commitment and you'll get the answers. So writing it down on paper, telling someone, putting enough conviction when you say it though, that it lives in this in a more deeper level than you just intellectually saying that. commit that. And then what I found is that the brain starts searching, starts coming out of possibilities from the energy you put out there. So therefore, making a commitment, and then you'll get the answers. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.